Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to the deep dive, the place where we cut through the noise and give you the essential knowledge you need fast. Today, we are taking a really fascinating turn into the world of social media management, or SMM, specifically for those of you who manage multiple brands, maybe you run an agency, or you just feel trapped by those subscription fees that keep going up. Our mission today is pretty straightforward. We want to give you a clear, easy entry point into understanding why a self-hosted open source platform like Mixpost might be a huge strategic pivot for you. But first, a quick word of thanks to the supporter of this deep dive, SafeServer. They assist with your digital transformation, and they're great at managing the hosting for software just like this. You can find more information at www.safeserver.de. So our sources today are the Mixpost GitHub repository and their marketing site. They call it a buffer alternative, but with a really fundamental difference.
And that's exactly it. That's the core idea we need to explore. We're looking at why people from solopreneurs to, big enterprises are making this shift. They're all chasing the same promise, really. It's no subscriptions, no limits. And our deep dive is going to show you how that promise actually works in practice, especially if you're new to this whole self-hosting idea.
So let's start there. We're all used to logging into a service, paying a monthly fee, and that's that. What exactly is Mixpost, and why is self-hosted such a big deal?
At its heart, Mixpost is just a complete social media management platform. It gives you the tools to create, to schedule, analyze, all of it across all the major networks. But the critical difference, and this is like self-hosting 101, is the ownership model. And for anyone not familiar with SaaS software as a service, this changes everything.
Okay, walk us through that. The term self-hosted can sound a little intimidating if you're not a developer.
It can, but it breaks down into three huge advantages. First up is data ownership and privacy. When you use a normal subscription service, all your data, your content, your strategy, it's all on their servers. With Mixpost, because you host it, it's all on your infrastructure.
So you have complete control. No third party sees anything.
Exactly. For agencies handling client data or anyone under strict regulations, this is just, it's non-negotiable. The second thing is the money. It's cost-effective scalability.
Right. This is a huge pain point.
It is. Think about it. You add a new client, your bill goes up. You hire a new team member, the bill goes up again. Mixpost just gets rid of that. You pay once, and then you can add as many team members or accounts as you want.
As many as your server can handle, I assume.
As many as your server can handle. The sources say it could be twice as affordable or even more because you just kill that recurring cost inflation.
That definitely addresses the financial paralysis a lot of agencies face. But here's the friction point, right? The trade-off is that now I'm responsible for maintenance, for security, for updates. Doesn't that just swap one headache for another?
That is a crucial and a very fair question. And that's why the sources highlight the third advantage, accessibility through modern deployment. Yes, you own the responsibility, but a tool like Mixpost drastically lowers the technical barrier. It can be deployed in minutes using what are called Docker containers.
Explain Docker for the beginner.
Think of it like a big, like an easy install button. It's an insulated package. It has the entire application, all the complicated technical stuff, all the dependencies, all bundled into one self-contained environment.
Got it. So you just run that one package on your server.
You run that one package, and the whole system's up and running. You don't have to manually configure databases or web servers. So even though it's built on powerful stuff like Laravel and Vue, you don't need to be an expert to get started.
So the key takeaway here is that self-hosting isn't just for, advanced Linux engineers anymore.
Precisely. You're trading a subscription fee for an operational investment in your own digital assets. And that's where a service like SafeServer can really help bridge that gap.
Let's shift from the infrastructure to the daily grind content. We've got it installed. What does this unrestricted control actually mean for creating and scheduling posts?
It means total centralization. The sources boast support for 11 different platforms from one dashboard, which is pretty impressive.
What are we talking about? The big ones.
Oh, yeah. Facebook, Instagram, Threads, X, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest. Even the newer decentralized ones like Mastodon and Bluesky, plus Google Business.
Wow, so they're really thinking about future-proofing. Covering Bluesky and Mastodon is a big tell.
It is. And when they say infinity counts per platform, that's the real game changer. Whether you run 50 local Facebook pages or 10 different client portfolios, it's all in one place. No more jumping between tabs.
How does the scheduling interface deal with that kind of volume? Does it get overwhelming?
No, and that's the smart part. The The focus is on visualization. They use these intuitive queue and calendar management tools. You can literally see your entire strategy mapped out, which helps you build a more natural, consistent cadence.
And then the automation just takes over from there.
Right. It ensures posts go live when your audience is most active, maximizing reach without you having to think about it.
Okay, let's talk about tailoring content. This is where I find a lot of these tools fall down. They force you to post the same thing everywhere. How does MixPost handle the fact that a post for LinkedIn is totally different from one for Instagram?
This is probably one of its most powerful features. They call it post versions and conditions. So you create one core piece of content, right? Like an article link and a key image. But then from that same screen, you can create specific versions for each network. You can shorten the text for X, change the image ratio for Instagram.
That is huge for quality control. It stops you from accidentally posting a formal press release with a bunch of TikTok hashtags.
Exactly. And they build in efficiency tools to speed it up. You have customizable post templates, dynamic variables that can auto-insert things like dates, and strategic hashtag groups. It makes the assembly line much faster and more effective.
We talked about video being the engine of SMM. How does the media management support that?
The efficient media library is built for it. It's designed for quick reuse of images, GIFs, videos, whatever. But crucially, it has dedicated support for Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, and TikTok.
So it understands that short-form video is its own beast.
Completely. It centralizes that control. It even has integrations with stock image sources to help you keep your content fresh.
Okay, moving on from content to logistics. If this is for agencies, how does it handle teams?
It's built for it. It has dedicated team collaboration and workspaces. So your team can manage tasks, discuss ideas, monitor performance, all without leaving the platform. It keeps the conversation right next to the content. And there's a feature that solves a massive agency pain point. The approval workflow.
The endless email chain of client sign-offs.
This aims to kill that misery.
Yeah.
You can invite clients directly into a secure workspace. They can review the content, click approve, leave notes, all in real time before it goes live.
That's a game changer.
It really is.
Yeah.
And to that point about global teams, they've invested in localization. The platform supports 15 languages, Deutsch, Espanol, Italiano, Sine, you know, the big ones. And each team member can set their own preferred language.
That's a very smart detail for international agencies. So content is out, teams are working. Now we need to measure results. What about the advanced analytics?
The goal here is to move beyond just vanity metrics. It gives you detailed, visual, and actionable insights on follower growth and post performance.
But what's the advanced part? If I'm running 10X accounts, can't I just log into X Analytics?
You could. But the advancement is the centralization. Instead of exporting data from 15 different dashboards, MixPost pulls it all together.
Ah, so you can spot cross-platform patterns.
Instantly. You can see the single best time to post across all your networks or benchmark a Reels performance against a similar LinkedIn video post. The power is in that consolidated view. But, and this is an important caveat, MixPost relies on the APIs provided by each platform.
The connection point.
Right. They work to keep those integrations up to date, but the depth of the data is ultimately controlled by what, you know, Facebook or X decides to share.
That's a necessary constraint of the ecosystem. It's an important thing for a learner to grasp. Speaking of the future, what's on the roadmap?
The sources highlight a big one, the engagement feature. This will let you manage all your mentions, comments, replies, likes, retweets, everything from a single inbox.
So it moves from a scheduling tool to a true command center.
Exactly. It's the next step in that philosophy of total control.
Okay, let's wrap this up. For the learner who's maybe on the fence, struggling with their current subscription, what's the final takeaway on MixPost?
MixPost is really for power users, for agencies, for anyone who's frustrated by vendor lock-in, per-seat fees, or just artificial limits on their content. It offers a powerful alternative that's built on open source customization and complete data sovereignty.
And we should connect that back to the open source reality. This is the light version of a commercial product, right?
Yeah, it is. And that's a good thing. It's built on solid foundations, Laravel and Vue. The MIT license means the code is public. Developers can contribute. So you get a fully functional, highly customizable platform for free.
And the pro version is what funds the development, offering a clear upgrade path if you need it.
It's the best of both worlds, really. The transparency builds trust, and the functionality is there from day one. Now, let's leave you with that final provocative thought. It ties this whole idea of unlimited control to real-world marketing success. We pulled a specific statistic from the sources that should stick with you.
Okay.
Video generates 1,200% more shares than text and images combined. And just adding video to emails can boost click-through rates by 200 to 300%.
That's a staggering number.
It is. So we've spent this deep dive showing you how MixPost centralizes control over 11 platforms, including strategic video, like Reels and Shorts, with no limits. The question for you, the learner, is this. If video is that critical, how does having full, customized, and unlimited control over its deployment fundamentally change the ceiling for your marketing success? What constraints are you accepting right now from your subscription service constraints of cost, limits, data access that a self-hosted platform is designed to completely eliminate for your most important content? That's the power of owning your digital stack.
A fantastic insight. It really highlights why this choice matters so much more than just saving a few bucks. Thank you for taking this deep dive with us today. Hopefully you now have a much clearer picture of what self-hosted social media management can do. And once again, a huge thank you to our supporter, SafeServer. They manage the hosting of this exact kind of software and assist with your digital transformation. To learn more, visit www.safeserver.de. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.